What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, I can't help but watch the stock market, Don. Coming in from the 4th of July weekend, nothing bad happened as far as world events. And America got out there and traveled. That is definitely hot. I was did a little driving myself, and there was traffic, and gas was back to its normal $2.25 a gallon. That I don't mind paying that. I'm glad to see we're open for business. So stock market's hot. NASDAQ's at all-time highs. The other thing that's hot is hot and dry. I live in the I States here in Indiana, and I know you're plumb full of moisture up there, but grass is starting to burn around here, and the extended forecast is for hot and dry. A little chance of showers Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but then they have extended heat. This is that time of year where weathermen tend to become heroes or zeros real quick based on the latest forecast.
How easy is it to capitalize on a weather market like that?
Well, weather markets are confusing. They go straight up. Then one day it rains, or these wonderful genetics you bought happen to come through, and we end up producing the bushels anyway. My fear for this weather market, what's under the not hot category, is we're not running out of grain. We have plenty of wheat, plenty of corn, plenty of beans. We are hot and dry. We probably will do a little destruction here in the next few weeks from the supply side, but we have plenty of it to go around, and demand's just okay. So weather markets are tricky. Make sure you have the ability to capitalize on it. In the end, most weather markets end up sad for the farmer. They watched it go up, they sold very little, and they watch it come down.
Anything else on the not hot side of this equation?
Not hot. I'm worried for the kids. I spent a couple days with some teachers, and they have absolutely no idea what it's going to look like when the kids go back to school. And that affects a lot of working parents. Want to get our kids back to school, and I want to keep the kids and teachers healthy. And this COVID is just not going away. Cases are up, deaths are down, but it's still a deadly disease.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.